father. Sign me up a martyr. I'ma answer the call. Repent when I fall. I'ma reach the lost while I carry my cross.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
I'm excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. In Philippians, the fourth chapter, we're going to read verse 6 and 7. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 6 and verse 7. Amen. It should be on our screen. Amen. As you stand, we're going to read this together. Amen. Verse 6, let's read. Be careful for nothing, everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Amen. Thank you. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Amen. The power of prayer. Do anybody know anything about the power of prayer? Amen. You have to believe in the power of prayer. Amen. You have to understand what power prayer can do. But for you to go through this, you must understand that you cannot, amen, worry. You have to turn it over to Jesus. Amen. You hear what I say? Amen. For you to understand what the power of prayer will do, you have to delete worry and pick up faith. And watch God work it out. Amen. You must understand there is power in prayer. But you have to have faith in what you ask for. You have to have faith in what you ask for. In faith we pray because it was Jesus instructed us to do in prayer. Not worry about anything, but pray about every situation. Amen. You must understand, my brother and sister, you see, we're not supposed to worry about anything, but you see, be careful means to be pulled in different direction. Our hope pulls us the opposite direction. And we are pulled apart. We must understand that a lot of things can pull us apart. But we must trust God. We must believe that he's able to see us through. And in spite of how bad the situation may look, you don't need to worry about it. But we need to pray on it. Amen? We need to pray about it. And watch God working out. This shut down all over the world. It's getting a whole lot of people down. Getting a whole lot of people confused. Getting a whole lot of them down. They're worrying about something they cannot fix by themselves. It takes the power of God to fix what you're going through. This is not the first time you've been in a shutdown. May not be the last time. You remember some years ago, one woman stopped prayer out of school. That was a shutdown. But they did not shut it down in your heart. Amen. Y'all not going to talk to me this morning. I told my kids when they're coming up, they may not want you to pray in school, but they can't stop you from praying in your heart. God, have them believe it with me this morning, huh? Have you ever prayed in your heart, huh, and what God move? Amen. We serve a God that is able to do all things but fail. They may shut this or that down, but they cannot shut prayer down in your heart. Amen. Where is your faith? Talk to me this morning. They cannot shut your faith down. Where is the believers? This is for the believers, not non-believers. Only the believers ought to step out on faith. Where is your faith? Because Philippians 4 and 13 say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Where is your faith? And you go down to verse 19, he say, but my God shall supply all you need, according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Why is the believers, huh? They can't shut that down, huh? But then you go across to Romans 8 and 31. He say, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Y'all going to talk back to me this morning? Huh? Look at the power of prayer, huh? Look at it. And then you go down to verse 35. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, huh? Who shall separate us, huh? And you go down a little bit further. Why? Because we are more than conquerors. Woo! I wish I had some. I'm almost through preaching, huh? Y'all don't want to shout this morning, huh? We are more than conquerors, huh? Then you want some more. Why that you can't shut my prayer down? Because Isaiah 54 and 17, you know it, huh? No weapon. Huh? Weapon. Where is my Bible student? Y'all been in church all the life. Come on. You ought to stand on the word. You ought to get some scriptures, huh? No weapon shall form against prosper, huh? Form against me, shed prosper. Nothing can come against me. You can shed this or shed that down. I'm still standing, huh? I'm still gonna stand on the word of God because that power in prayer. I wish I had somebody with me. I'm a happy all by myself, huh? Y'all don't want to pray with me. I'm gonna get happy all by myself because you see, you got to check the word. You got to go to the scripture, huh? Or y'all sitting down here all blowed up? Or y'all mad at somebody, huh? Get away from that, huh? You ought to praise God because I learned to, I don't let nothing worry me. I put it in the hand of the Lord. You hear what I say? Hear what I say? What you worrying about? We serve a God that's bigger than the White House. Y'all missed that. I say, I'll serve a God that's bigger than the White House. You can build a $300 million ballroom that I can't go in, but the God I serve, I can go everywhere. Y'all forgot to shout. Y'all mad, huh? Some things you might keep me out, but some things prayer won't keep me out. I can go anywhere with prayer. He said, be careful for nothing. Be careful. Look at it right there. What you worrying about? That's something you can't fix, but prayer can do all things, huh? There is power in prayer. Worries affect our thinking. You hear what I say? Worries affect our thinking. And worry is wrong thinking. When you worry, you do some wrong thing. You think wrong. You act wrong. You start saying what I can't do instead of saying what the Lord can do. When you worry, that means you're taking control. and you put God on the back burner. But when you put the Lord Jesus in front of your worry, you find yourself working it out. You find yourself, you can shout, you can be broke and still shout. Because the God I serve, He on everything. Y'all gonna talk back to me? You must understand the power of prayer. Paul is sharing with us this morning, my brother and sister. Not only that, but worrying, look, it becomes worrying, wrong feeling. The heart, worry steal your joy. You ever been worried and come to church? Everybody all around you shouting, except you. Woo! Y'all just got quiet. Everybody all around you is testifying, throw their hands up, except you, because you're worrying. Worrying will steal your joy. Can I tell you, that's the time to praise God when you're going through something. That's the time to praise God. Look. I wish I had two or three people with me, and I'll make four who are not ashamed to testify that I came to church with my head bowed down, but when I left out of here, my head was lifted up. I came to church. I didn't know where I would get my last meal, but when I left from here, God supplied my every need. I came to church when the devil told me I wasn't going to be nobody, but when I left from here, I found out I was somebody. I came to church and the doctor told me some bad news, but when I left from here, Dr. Jesus told me that I am healed, I'm delivered. Can't anybody pray with me this morning? I may came with a bow down head, but I walked out of here shouting, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Don't let worry steal your joy. Don't let family members steal your joy. Don't let your children steal your joy. Don't let your husband and your wife steal your joy. Don't let church people steal your joy. You ought to shout around them all the time. Because I came here to get my praise on this morning. Tell your neighbor, because you don't know what I've been through. You don't know all week long the devil was on my track. And you mean to tell me I'm going to come here with the devil in church? The devil is a liar. Yeah. I left that rascal upon Highway 1 because when I came into church, I came with praise on my mind. Because you don't know what the Lord had done for me. You're not gonna stop my praise. And can I tell you something? Don't dare let the devil see you down. Yeah, but the pastor, you don't know what he done to me. Yeah, but I know somebody who can undo what he did to you. His name is Jesus. You don't know how sick I was last night. Yeah, that was last night. But I came in here happy. I came in here praising Him. But look at me now. I'm not going to worry. Steal my joy. And your happiness. Too many Christians is not happy. And you say you're a child of God. You're not happy. And people see you. How you doing? Not good. See you the next day. How you doing? Not good. See you next week. How you? Not good. You ought to be happy sometime. You ought to have one happy day out of 29 days, 30 days. You ought to have one happy day. But me, I learned to be happy. Even when I'm going through something. Even when I'm going through something. Somebody say, how you doing? Think I'm doing good because the Lord woke me up this morning. I don't care if you're going to chemo, you're on dialysis. I don't care what the doctor tell you. You ought to look at it like I'm still blessed. I'm still here. I'm on top of the ground. I'm still here. Don't let him steal your worry. Amen? Worry make you think that the Lord, that you're not loved by God. You hear what I say? And worry is the inside job. It's the inside job. It's inside of you. You got to learn to get it out of you. Who make you worry? It's the inside job. You don't have to worry. You can turn it over to Jesus. If you're a child of God. Now, if you're not a child of God, you're going to worry. Amen? But as a child of God, soon as I start worrying, I say, Jesus, this is for you. I'm giving it to you. Take it, Lord. I don't want it. Take it. Huh? It's too much for me to bear. Because you know the word that say, cast all your burden on the Lord. Because he cares. Can y'all talk back to me, huh? He cares for you. Amen? And not only that, worrying will block your blessing. Worrying will block your blessing. Amen. Don't worry about it, Brother Sam. But we got to pray about it. Worrying going to block your blessing. Everybody around you being blessed except you. And then you're mad at those who got blessed. And you not blessed because you worrying. God can't deal with nobody who worrying. You got to let the Lord into your heart and say, Lord, come in. You work it out. I don't care how you do it. Whatever way you do it, it's well done. I'm well satisfied. But take this away from me because I don't want to miss my blessing. Because grace of God. That's how I made it. Amen. Don't worry about anything. When you worry, you let the devil take control of your life. And can I tell you, worrying is a sin. It's a sin. Check the Bible out. It's a sin. Why would you worry about something that you have no control over? And you can give it to Jesus. Quit trying to fix everything and let the Lord fix it. Quit trying to, our child, I'm going to fix this. If it's going to kill me, it's going to kill you. Worry puts you in the grave. You hear what I'm saying? Some of you got those bad knucklehead children. You better turn them loose. Put them in the hand of Jesus. I just love my amen. You worrying about this, my baby, when you dead and gone, they're still going to be, and thank God you still here because you keep on letting them get in trouble, get them out of jail, get them out, keep on babyfying them. When you dead and gone, who going to babyfy them? You ain't teaching them nothing, but you better quit worrying and put them in the hand of God. I lost my amen. But I'm trying to help you. You better take care of yourself. Well, Rev, that's my child. I know it's your child, but your child going to put you in grave. Y'all mad. I give y'all that for free. Y'all got that for free. I got a big enough shoulder. I can take this. Worrying. You brought that rascal into the world and you're going to let him or her worry you? The devil is a liar. Especially if you feed him in your house, you're under your roof, eating your food, drinking your water. You paying this cell phone bill? You going to have an attitude? Devil is a liar. Elijah Jones told us some years ago, he said, boys, it just got one man in this house. Can y'all talk back to me? Mama, you say just one woman in this house, huh? I wish you had some believers who's not ashamed, huh? Why would it make you sick? And put you in the grave. When you find yourself worried, you need to call on Jesus and worship him while you're going through it. Jesus is powerful enough to solve our problem. Paul gave the solution to the trust. You don't need to worry about nothing but trust God. Trust God. Huh? You have to worry about it anyway, how you going to make it, but you're going to worry about give it to the one who can make a way. His name is Jesus. Amen? Give your problem over to the one who can actually handle what you're going through. What's our problem? We don't want to give it to Jesus. We want to hold on to it. And can I tell you something? I'm going to give y'all this for free again. Can I tell you? People may not tell you, but they're tired, sick and tired of hearing you complain about the same old thing. And you ain't doing nothing about it. You started worrying them. Folk got enough problem on their own self. Instead of you calling me, worrying about your problem that I told you put in the hand of Jesus, and you keep on calling me, keep on calling somebody about it. That's why when you call them, they hold the phone like that. Y'all laughing like y'all been through that. Help me, Holy Ghost. Or when you call them, it goes straight to voicemail. Oh, Lord. Her again. Oh, him again. Oh, Lord. What do you want now? Nobody knows the trouble I go through. Some people never cry until they hear your problem. They start hearing your problem, then they start crying. They start crying and don't want to stop, huh? Some things you don't need to tell people. You need to go straight to the Lord and tell the Lord. Quit worrying about it. Amen. This morning I said in Philippians, to pray. Go down in prayer and pray. Pray about everything. The word prayer is the general word for making requests, knowing to the Lord. Have you ever made your request to the Lord? Instead of telling people about your business, you ought to tell it to the Lord. Have you ever wrote a letter to Jesus? Wrote a letter to the Lord in your heart to write down. You ought to, all your problems, you ought to write it down. Say, Lord, I'm giving you this. I'm giving you that. I'm giving it all to you. And when you get through writing it, you fold it up and don't go back and look at it. You got to give it to Jesus. And pray. Don't worry, but pray. Amen? Make your request known to the Lord. True prayer comes from a worshipful heart. Amen? Of thanksgiving. You thank him for what you've done. Before I ask the Lord anything, I always say, Lord, thank you. Y'all miss it, huh? Lord, thank you for what you have already done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you. I can't see it, but I know it's on the way. Yeah. Thank you. I'm giving you this, Lord, but I want to thank you. Number one, for waking me up this morning. I want to thank you for clothing me in my right mind. I want to thank you for activity of my limbs. I want to thank you for even folks around me, I'm able to see you. I want to thank you for allowing me to praise you, even while I'm going through myself. You ought to tell God, thank you, before you like it for anything. Thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving and praise. That is looking to the Lord by faith. Got to have faith. Faith. To simply everything, to supply everything we need. Yeah? According to riches in glory. When the prayer of faith, the prayer of faith sees the Lord as a solo supplier of our every need, we should not be worried for nothing, but trust the Lord. Jeremiah 32:27 say, is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? We want to pray about the so-called little things until they grow, become big things. Praying right depends on the right kind of mind that you have. The peace of God is freeing the believers from fear and worrying. When you got the peace of God, this free you from worrying about everything. But when you don't have the peace of God, you're going to worry about everything. Nobody can, some people can go through some stuff, and you ask them, how you doing? I'm doing good. Out of all that they've been through, because they got the peace of God. And some folks want to give up too fast. But when you got a peace of God, that means I got a peace of God. Just think when you, if you got all of God, mean I, oh, y'all missed that. See, a peace of God, just a peace. But when you got all of God, you can do many things. Huh? Some of y'all can't handle the all of God. Huh? He just gave a peace of God until you get right. Huh? Because he wanted to quit worrying. He wanted to stop praying. He wants you to turn it over to him. Amen? Worrying, huh? Peace which passes all understanding. That you will have the ability to understand and to understand it and cope with it. You understand? Cope with the problem and solve it. Look at the word say, shall keep, mean he shall guide your heart and mind. Do you not know Paul would change? He would change to Roman soldiers, guarded day and night. But the peace of God stand guard over the two that created worrying in the heart. Paul can he can sleep good while his enemy was watching over him. But he don't know, they don't know he has somebody watching over them. The Lord watch over us. While our enemy think they're doing some harm, the Lord watching over you and the enemy. Because he won't let the enemy do you no harm. You hear what I say? That's why some of you can't sleep at night. You're trying to worry about what your enemy doing. My baby, you better get some sleep. Because the Lord say, the Lord told me to tell you that, amen, trust the man who sleep now slumber. He stay up all night long. So if the Lord stay up all night long, somebody need to get some sleep. But when you got a peace of God, you can do what the Lord say do. He will guard it day and night. But the peace of God stood guard over the two, huh? Prayer change things and change you and change condition. Amen? Don't worry, but pray. It's right in the word. Up in the word, huh? We worry, huh? We focus on circumstance of life. But in prayer, we focus on our Heavenly Father, which we give our heart to and give our problem to. You got to learn to give it all to Jesus, huh? To Jesus in our salvation, we experience peace with God. According to Romans 5:1, huh? You must understand the word of God. Maybe you're not spending enough time in the word of God. You got to learn to spend some time in the word of God. That's our problem. We don't spend enough time in the word of God. When you spend enough time in the word of God, then you ain't got time to worry, but time to pray. Amen? Because when you get into the word of God, how many of you, when you get into the word of God, seem like that when you want to go to sleep? The devil is a lie. Find myself studying, Bobby, studying that thing when I sleep. Oh, I got to get it. Help me, Jesus. Because you know why? The devil don't want you in that word. Because the devil knows if you get into that word, he's defeated. You hear what I say? The devil knows if you get in that word, you're going to find out that he's a liar. And he have no power. Help.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at PBVCOC58@yahoo.com.